Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. We're here on Bet Amud Bet, Amud Yomi. We were discussing yesterday in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the Tchilat Zman, the beginning time that one can read Kriyat Shema. We also discussed the idea of when you could end saying Kriyat Shema, and that we'll get to that discussion later on. The beginning time, though, according to the Mishnah, is Mishah Shekohanim Nichnasim Lachovet Shumatan. It's the time that the Kohanim enter the their own location and eat their truma based on the fact that they now have are pure. Remember, we're talking about a Kohen who already went to the mikveh. The example we gave was at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and he wants to eat his truma, but he has to wait until Tzed HaKochavim. Tzed HaKochavim, the general definition we'll work with is three stars come out, Benoni, three mid-sized stars come out. That's when the Kohanim start eating their truma. And the chidush of our Gemara in Bet Amud Aleph was that, what is it that a Kohen needs to become Tahor? We all agree he has to go to the mikvah. The second thing he needs is that he needs to wait after Tzed HaKochavim. He has to wait for the time period, sort of the next day to turn over. There's a discussion, though, does he also need to wait to bring a korban the next morning? Kamash Malan, based on our Mishnah, Kamash Malan, he does not need another korban. He doesn't need to wait to bring the korban. He could eat his truma right away that night, and that's the Mishah Shekohanim Nichnasim Lachovet Shumatan, which is Tzed HaKochavim. Now we're going to finish up, we're going to conclude with just another discussion, another iteration of this same discussion. So we're on the top of Bet Amud Bet. And then we'll get into a number of opinions, other opinions, besides for the opinion presented in the Mishnah, about this issue of the beginning time to recite Kriyat Shema. Okay, so we're on the fourth line on Bet Amud Bet 2b. Bim Ma'arava. Okay, right in the middle of the fourth line. Bim Ma'arava. Where's Ma'arava? Where is that? Okay, it's here. Nachon. Bim Ma'arava in the west. The Gemara in Talmud Bavli is written in the east, in Iraq. So Bim Ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, Ha de Rabba Bar Shila, Lo Shmiya Luhu, Uvau La Mibaya, Hai Uva Shemesh Biat Shimshohu, Umay V'taher Tahar Yoma Udilma Biat Orohu. Okay, so we have a rabbi by the name of Shila, a rabbi Bar Shila, who was in Eretz Yisrael, who wasn't part of the discussion, didn't know about the discussion in Bavel, and therefore he asks the following question. The pasuk that we use to teach you that the Kohanim need to wait until Tzed HaKochavim, the words are, the key phrase is as follows, Uva HaShemesh V'taher. Uva HaShemesh, we know what happens. Uva HaShemesh, the sun comes, meaning the sun goes down. V'taher, is that referring to the day itself? The day becomes cleansed, the day's over. Or Vitaher is saying that the person needs to wait till the next morning to bring his korban. Okay, what is it that creates tahara? Does he need two or three criteria? So this is the question that he asks. By the way, Hay Uva Shemesh Biat Shimshohu is it Biat Shemesh Vitaher Taher Yoma? It's a day's cleansed, meaning we just get to the night. Tzed HaKochavim Odima Biat Orohu Umay Vitaher Taher Gavra. Or maybe Biat Orohu, really Biat Shemesh, is waiting till the next morning. And it's the Taher is referring to the Gavra, the individual who brings the Korban in the morning. So he has the same question we had earlier. How do we resolve this? The Hadar Pashtu Lami Braita Midekatani. But then he resolved it based on a rabbinic source. What is the source saying? Siman LeDavar Tzed HaKochavim. The Siman, the sign for this is Tzed HaKochavim, meaning the answer is at night. Biat Shemesh is referring to the nighttime. He does not need a way to bring his korban in order to eat his truma, his special food reserved for Kohanim. Shema mina Biat Shimshohu, Umay V'taher, Taher Yoma. So Biat Shimshohu is when the sun goes down. And what does V'taher mean? Taher is referring to the day itself. The day is cleansed, and you can now eat your truma if you are a Kohen, and I see some Kohanim around. So this is when you'd be able to eat your truma if you were Tameh. Okay, this is the end of the first issue. We get to the other two dots, the next two dots. Now we're going to have... You still need to bring the korban in the morning, especially if you want to work, do avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. And if you want to eat kodshim, you want to eat some of the korbanot. However, you do not... You can eat truma earlier. There are different levels of tuma and tahara, and it's sufficient to be able to eat truma at night. Okay? So that's the first part of this Gemara. Now what we're going to see is a presentation. We've already seen one opinion of the beginning time to recite Shema. The beginning time is Tzed HaKochavim, Mishah Shekohanim Nichnasim Lachov B'Trumatan. We're now going to see eight more opinions about this one issue. Now, what's confusing here is that some of the opinions overlap. And not only do the opinions overlap, meaning some of the people are going to say the same thing, but we're going to have two different comments from the same Rabbanim. Okay, so that's why it's confusing. And the Gemara is going to try to parse through this and make sense of it. So I made you a chart. If you look at your WhatsApp, you can see this picture that has green writing in it. Okay, just take a look at your WhatsApp. It will help you to sort through the different opinions here. Okay, does everybody have the WhatsApp picture that I sent?
I've just joined now, so
you just joined the group. I will send it again. I will send it again right now. No problem. Okay, I'm forwarding it to. Forward to Amud Yomi. There we go. Okay, everybody should have it right now, and you can just open it up. Okay, and you can see the different opinions. Now, the way I organize this as follows. We're going to see there are four different... No, not the link. It's just the picture. The picture with green writing.
Green?
Yeah, green writing.
I see red.
You see red? Maybe you're colorblind. I don't know. There's a little bit of highlighting there, but otherwise it's...
The ink is green.
The ink is green. Correct. The ink is green. Okay? Now, the first... on the right side, I've organized the number of sources. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? Okay? Does everyone see that? You see that, Kenny? Okay? We have Mishnatenu, which is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says, when can you recite Shema Misha Shakonim Nichlasin Lachobit Shumatan, which equals Tzei Takochavim. That's the first opinion. Okay, so we're going to quote from that first. Amar Mar. Mar says, meaning Rabbi Eliezer in the first Mishnah, Misha shel kohanim nichnasim lachol b'tshumatan. Ureminu. Ureminu is a question in which we take one rabbinic source and we challenge it with another rabbinic source. Ureminu means literally to throw. So it's one source against another. Ureminu. Me'ematai korin et shema ba'arvin. When are you allowed to read shema at night? What's the answer? Mishehaani nichnas le'achol pito b'melach. When a poor person comes home and eats his bread with salt. That's the answer. That's the time that you could, okay? Ad shasho meidli bater mitoch su'udato. When's the end time that you could read Shema? When he finishes eating his meal. How long do you think his meal is going to take? This is not a five course meal. 20 minutes, 10 minutes. It's going to take 10 minutes, okay? 10-minute meal. So the end time, according to this, let's just talk about the end time, is... You know, let's say he sits down, he gets home, it's already nighttime already. Yeah, it's a very narrow, you have about 10-15 minutes to read Shema. The end time is going to be much earlier than any opinion that appeared in our Mishnah. That's for sure. Remember, the opinions in our Mishnah say you could say until Chatzot, you could say until Amud HaShachar, or until the end of the first watch. So those are much later times. This is a very short period of time. So certainly this is called a Braita, which is a rabbinic source, is certainly arguing on our Mishnah in terms of the end time. Is it also arguing in terms of the beginning time? Remember, beforehand we spoke about Kohanim, now we're talking about a poor person when he eats his bread. Okay, you imagine he comes home, he doesn't have light in his house, he's gonna eat a quick meal, and then he's gonna, then he's gonna, you know, finish and end his day. So, Ureminu Mei Matai Korein Tishma Ba'arvin Mishani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'melach Ad Sha'a She'omeid Libater Mitoch Su'udato. Seifa vadai pliga amat nitin. The end time certainly argues on our Mishnah. What about the beginning time? Reisha milema pligi amat nitin. Does the beginning time also argue on our Mishnah? When an ani eats his food, is that the same time the kohanim are going in to eat their truma? So that's the question. So what's the answer? The answer is, no, they're not arguing. Why? Ani v'chohen chad shiurahu. The Ani and the Kohen, it's the same time. What time is that? We know what time that is. What is that? Tzei Takochavim. Okay, everything's resolved, two opinions. They're not arguing, at least in the beginning. But now we get to another question, another challenge from another rabbinic source. Uramin, who, okay, and this is Braita number two, okay, on our chart here. When can you start reading Kriyat Shema Ba'arvit? Misha'a shebnei adam nichnasim ve'achol pitan ba'arvei Shabbatot. Okay, what is this time? It's when bnei adam, human beings, non-poor people, I guess, or whoever it is, other regular, whatever it is, whole group of people, nichnasim ve'achol pitan, they go in to eat their bread ba'arvei Shabbatot. What's Arvei Shabbatot? On Friday night. Is this, do you think this is going to be earlier, or is this going to be later than the Tzeda Kochavim? What do you think?
Well, it's going to be later because you're assuming that they eat
Okay, so you're assuming it's going to be after Tzeda Kochavim, because by the time you start Shabbat and you go to Davin, and it's going to be a little bit later. I think it's a good assumption. Yeah.
If you're saying the Kriyat Shema and they're going to Davin before they eat, so how can it be that the Zman Kriyat Shema is after they've eaten?
It's a good question. Nachon, it would seem like according to this, they're going to be only saying Kriyat Shema later. So maybe this is a time that normal people, people in society can eat, but Jews are still sitting in shul and and davening. Maybe that's what it's referencing. The there is the Tosfot to which Rashi, just point out which Rashi you're reading. Look at Rashi, Maharin the Suda Shakom Buchan. Okay, they rush to eat because everything is no. It's later than Tzeda Kochavim. It's still after Tzeda Kochavim, but it's
close.
But it's, yeah, we're not talking about long after Tzeda Kochavim. Even in our own Beit Knesset, we finish. I don't know. We finished shul at 5:30. It wasn't so long after Tzeda Kochavim. This last Shabbat. Okay, so let's go on. So we have in this Mishnah, we have the opinion that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and I put that down as Shita number Gimel, if you saw, within Braita number 2. Okay? V'chachamim omrim, misha'a shakonim zaka'im le'achol b'trumatan. What is the time? It's the time that the Kohanim are zaka'in, are permitted or merit to eat the truma. What does that sound like? That sounds like... That's our Mishnah. Okay? So if you look at our chart again, you have this fourth opinion of the Chachamim, which is the same as Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? It's the same as Rabbi Eliezer. And so far we have four opinions. Okay? The Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishnah, Shalkanin, Yechlis, Nachol, B'chumatan. Then we have the Braita, which said it's when a poor person eats. Third opinion is Rabbi Meir, which is when we eat on Friday night. And the Chachamim is, again, the same opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which is Truma, when the Kohanim go and eat their Truma. And now we're going to have a question, okay? And now we're going to actually a little bit of a tangent. You should get used to tangents in the Gemara, and then we'll get to the question. The question is going to still be another six lines down, okay? So, and Siman Ledavar is, what's the Siman for when the Kohanim eat? That's Tzeda Kochavim, okay? Siman Ledavar, Tzeda Kochavim. The Aval Bishain Raya Ledavar. Now we're just going to prove that, we're going to go on a little tangent here and prove that the day, the Jewish day ends at Tzeda Kochavim, and it doesn't end earlier than that. Maybe you think the day ends when the sun goes down. What's the term for when the sun goes down? Okay, let's actually summarize some phrases here. Shfiat HaChama is when the sun goes down. Tzeda Kochavim is when the stars come out. There's something called Ben Hashmashot. What is Ben Hashmashot? This is another peculiarity of Jewish time. Well, I don't want to... Okay, according to one opinion, which we're going to see today, Rabbi Yehuda, it's the time between Shkia and Tzeda Kochavim. That's Ben Hashmashot. It's neither day, it's neither night, it's both day, it's both night. There's a debate in the Gemara and Masechet about what the meaning of this time is. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to see another opinion later on. Okay, but let's assume right now for the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the now what they're saying here, how do we know that the day ends at Tzeda Kochavim? Shene'emar, as it says, we're going to bring a pasuk from Nechemiah, Perek Dalad. Nechemiah is a sefer about the Jewish return to the land of Israel in about 450. Well, it begins earlier, the 520s to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, all the way down to about 450, 440 with Ezra and Nechemiah, two great Jewish leaders who come and help to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash and bring Torah learning back to the Jewish people. So it says here in Sefer Nechemiah, they're trying to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim, but what's happening? The local population is trying to stop them from doing this, okay? So they're fighting with them. So what do? They set up guards and they set up a system of building and guarding. Anachnu osim b'malacha v'chitzim machazikim b'remachim me'alot ha'shachar tzeda kochavim. We're doing work, but they're doing work with, they have weapons in one hand and their tools in the other hand, and they're building and they're fighting at the same time. Okay, they're bekonanut, as you say in the end. Okay, and when are they doing this? Me'alot ha'shachar, from first light ad tzeda kochavim, when the stars come out. V'omer, and the next pasuk, V'omer, is also mentioned here. V'hayu lanu halayla mishmar, v'hayom melacha. And the night was used for guarding, and the day was for work. Now the Gemara is going to point out, he's going to question, why do we need to bring both these psukim? We just prove that the day ends Seder Kochavim, that's when they end their day. And so that's obviously the time one should say Shema. But what's Ve'omer? Ve'omer, Vayulanu halayla mishmar vayom melacha, mai ve'omer, v'chi teima miki arva shimsha leilahu. You might think, wait a second, when does the Jewish day start? The next day, when the sun goes down. Meaning earlier than when the stars come out. Okay, the inhu, and what did these people, these workers do? Inu te mechashchi umekadmi. And what did they do? They would, you know, so we assume the night really, the day starts from when the sun goes down. But what were they doing? These workers, inu de mechashchi, they would continue working till later on into the next day, meaning until Tzeder Kochavim. Umekadmi, and they would also get up earlier in the morning, even before the day starts. And therefore, Tashma, therefore, we have the second pasuk, which teaches us, V'hayulanu halayla mishmar v'hayom melacha. And therefore, we have the second pasuk, which teaches us that layla, night, begins with Tzeira Kochavim, and not earlier with Shkia Tachama, when the sun goes down. Okay? This is the, you look like you have a question, Svika. You're just thinking about it. Okay? So this is the, now again, there are really two discussions going on here. One discussion is, what is the time we could start saying Shema? That's one discussion. There's a much deeper fundamental question here. When does the Jewish day or the next day start? Okay? It's not going to ever be resolved. Don't think we're ever going to get an answer to this question. Again, this is a third peculiarity of Jewish time, that the fact that we don't know when the day ends and the night starts, it's okay? It's one of these very, very complicated issues in halacha. But, okay, now we're still going back. We're zooming out from this tangent.
No one argues that Shabbat.
Oh, good question. No. But there's so many more opinions in this issue. I'll just tell you, Rabbeinu Tam, you know, people say they keep, you know, Shabbat Rabbeinu Tam. That means they're ending Shabbat much later because they think that the day really ends much later. What do you do on Friday night? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you also start Shabbat much later. Okay? Now, no one does that today. Today, anybody who's following Rabbeinu Tam at the end of Shabbat is not following Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Shabbat. So that's how you have a much longer Shabbat than you had on an extra, whatever, 58 minutes, whatever it is. But the we're gonna work through some of these different layers of debate.
You start Shabbat every week with
Rabbeinu Tam. You start Shabbat. That's why you guys have time for a Kiddush Klan. Okay. Kasaga Daitach. Now we're zooming out to the original question that we had. Kasaga Daitach, Dani, Uvne Adam Chajiurahu. Okay? Now remember, we have the second Braita, which brings two opinions, Bnei Adam and the Sha'asha Konim Zakaim Lachobitrumatan. Now we assume here that Bnei Adam and Ani, it's the same time. Okay, the time that Bnei Adam eat and the time that Ani'im eat is the same time. But now we enter into a problem. Okay, now look at your chart and we'll explain why we have a problem here. Okay, look at Braita number 2, which is source 3. Look at source 3. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. There's no doubt that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are arguing. How do we know they're arguing? Because they're brought as an argument in the Braita, that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are giving you different times. However, we've already determined that the Kohanim, okay, is the same as the Ani. Okay? The Kohanim are the same as the Ani. And if we assume that the Ani is also the same as Bnei Adam, meaning if all these things are equal, the Kohanim going in to eat, the Ani going in to eat, and the Bnei Adam going in to eat, what's your problem? You've erased the machloket. There's a clear machloket, so they can't be the same time. So we're going to have to undo one of these equations. So now we're going to have to say,
Is when they finish.
No, that's later. That's another discussion when they finish. We're talking about the beginning time when they go in to eat. So rather, Elashma Mina, Ani Shiur Lechud, the Kohen Shiur Lechud. We have to undo the equivalence that we made in the beginning. And say the Ani and the Kohen are not the same. Yeah, well, we're going to figure out which one's later, which one's earlier, but the Ani and the Kohen are not the same. And now let's just look at this again. Let's look at our source number 3 here. Okay? The Kohanim are still eating at Tzeira Kochavim. Okay? Bnei Adam, Yishash Bnei Adam Nichnasim. We're not quite sure when that is. But the Aniim are a different time than the Kohanim. Okay, they're a different time than Kohanim, and that's the only way that we could resolve this. So again, there are still some things that are unclear, but now we're going to get to another question, which is going to complicate things further. Okay, now, so now we say va'ani v'kohen. Elish mamina ani v'shira d'chud v'kohen shira d'chud. And then we undo this and we say, no, lo, ani v'kohen chad shiurahu. No, and ani a kohen are the same shiur. V'ani uvnei adam lav chad shiurahu. We're gonna say we want to assume that the kohanim and the aniim are the same time. Okay, the kohanim, when they eat their truma, is the same time that the ani eats his pat b'melach. Isn't there a restaurant in Misada? Is there a pat b'melach? No. Maybe it's pat. Is there a restaurant pat b'melach? Okay, maybe it's lechem u'basar. I'm thinking of lechem u'basar. Not quite the same.
I wouldn't recommend that. That's a name.
Okay. I'm trying to think of this. Anyway, so what we're saying here is that that the kohanim and the ani are not the same time. Okay. Whereas the ani and the bnei adam. We're going back and they're saying ani and the kohen are the same time. Bnei adam is a different time. So ani v'kohen chad shiur, v'ani v'nei adam lav chad shiurhu. V'ani v'kohen chad shiurhu. You want to assume that an ani and a kohen are chad shiurhu. Now we're going to bring another source, another braita, which has five opinions in it. One that is going to talk about an ani, and one that's going to talk about the kohen. And they're coming from different opinions, so clearly they can't be the same opinion. So let's read this inside. Uraminhu, again, another question from another source. Okay, now the Mi'iri tells us that these five opinions are in chronological order. So the first opinion is that of Rabbi Eliezer. What does he say? When can you start saying Shema? From the time that you were Mekadesh Shabbat, Be'er Shabbat. When is that time? This is going to be the earliest opinion that we see on this stuff. And this is essentially when the sun goes down. Okay, he's saying you could start saying Shema, not from Tzedek Kochavim, even earlier when the sun goes down. This is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Misha'a Sha'koanim Metoarim Le'echol B'Trumatam. Okay, Rabbi Yehoshua says it's the time when the Kohanim are Tahor to eat their Truma. What time is that? We've already had that already. What time is that? Tzedek Kochavim. That's Tzedek Kochavim. Third opinion is Rabbi Meir. Omer Misha'a Sha'koanim Tovlin Le'echol B'Trumatam. It's the time that the Kohanim go to the mikveh to eat their Truma. Now, if they're eating their Truma at Tzedek Kochavim, when are they going to the mikveh? At least before Tzedek Kochavim. At least before Tzedek Kochavim. Okay? So this is now an opinion that's earlier than Tzedek Kochavim. Rabbi Meir Omer Misha'a Sha'koanim Tovlin Le'echol B'Trumatam. Correct. That's not then in chronological order. Rabbi Meir is out of chronological order right here. Okay? Now we're going to have, within the Braita, we're now going to have a question. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, V'halo kohanim mibod yomim tovlin. But the kohanim are going into the mikveh before, when it's still day. Before Tzedek Kochavim. So how are you going to read Shema when it's still daytime? Seriously? You're going to read Shema when it's mibod yom? That's not possible. Okay? So that's a question against Rabbi Meir. Let's go to the next two opinions. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Misha'a she'ani nichnas le'echol pito b'melach. Rabbi Chanina says it's the time that the ani eats his bread. We've also had that opinion before. Okay? We've had that opinion before. That was, whose opinion was that? That was in the first braita, which was anonymous. If you look on the chart. And the fifth opinion, Rav Achai v'amr le Rav Acha Omer, Misha'a she'rov b'nei adam nichnasim le'haseiv. It's a time when most people sit down and eat their meal. Okay? Everyone agrees that this is the latest opinion. Okay? Nichnasim le'haseiv is the latest opinion. Okay? So we have a range of opinions, and if you go back to the chart for a second, Rabbi Eliezer is clearly the earliest. Rabbi Yehoshua says Tzedek Kochavim. Rabbi Meir says a little bit before the time when you go to the mikveh, which is going to be before Tzedek Kochavim. Rabbi Chanina says the time when the ani sits and eats his bread. And Rav Achai says it's a time when most people sit down and have their meals. Now, why is this a Why is this a question? What's the problem here in this braita? Sorry. Okay. Ve'iyamart. Now we're going to have a question against this braita. Ve'iyamart ani v'chohen chachiyurhu. If you want to say that the poor person and the kohen is the same time, why is that impossible?
Because
there are two opinions. Okay, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Then you have to say that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua are saying the same thing. And they both speak about it. Rabbi Yeshua talks about the Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina talks about the Ani. But they're debating each other. So how could you say it's the same? So it must be that the Ani and the Kohen are different times. The Kohanim we know are Tzedek Kohavim. The Ani is going to be either before or after. Okay, now we're not talking about major differences of opinion here. We could be talking about a few minutes, but whatever it is, we want to figure out the precise time. Ela lav shmamina, shiura de ani lechud, vishiura de kohen lechud shmamina. Rather, you have to say that the ani and the kohen are different times. Okay? Now we ask, hai minayhu m'uchai. Which one is earlier, which one is later? The kohanim or the ani? So we say, mistabra de ani m'uchar. It makes sense to say that the ani is the later time. De'i amart de ani mukdam. If you want to say, this is a hard line here, that the ani is before the kohanim, Rabbi Chanina hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then you'd be turning Rabbi Chanina, who spoke about the poor person, into being Rabbi Eliezer. And that would be impossible. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says that it's the earliest time that it's when the sun goes down. So therefore, you have to conclude, Elalav shmamina de'anim uchar shmamina. The ani is later than Tzedek Kochavim. Okay? So if we, just to zoom out for a second, if we say that the earliest time to say Shema is Rabbi Eliezer is the earliest time, that's when the sun goes down. Okay? That's when we start Shabbat. Okay? The sun sets. If you go by Rabbi Yoshua, or if you go by the Chachamim, or if you go by Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, it's Tzedek Kochavim, when three stars come out. If you go by Rabbi Meir, it's when the Kohanim dip in the mikvah, it's going to be a little bit before Tzedek Kochavim. If you go by Rav Achai, for example, and if you go by Rav Chanina, it's when Ani'im eat, it's a little bit after Tzedek Kochavim. If you go by Rav Achai, it's when most people sit down to eat, which is, we assume, to be the latest time so far. Okay, so these are the different opinions that you have. Now, Amar Mar, okay? Mar says, Amar Le Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda asked Rabbi Meir, how are you allowing to say Shema so early? Now, you could ask the same question against Rabbi Eliezer as well. How is he allowing you to say Shema, when the sun goes down, or even before before the sun goes down? Amar Mar, Amar Le Rav Yehuda, V'halo ko'animi ba'od yom heim tovlim. Okay, so the Kohanim, they go to the mikvah before the sun even sets. Sorry, this wouldn't be a question against Rabbi Eliezer. It's just a question against Rabbi Meir so far, who says that it's the time when the Kohanim go into the mikvah. This is like daytime. It's broad daylight. How could you say Shema in broad daylight? It just doesn't seem to make sense. So we say, so now I need to tell you about another machloket. We had a discussion about Ben Hashmashot. Okay, opinion number one, Ben Hashmashot, is that the sun goes down, then we have this Ben Hashmashot time, and then it's Tzedek Kochavim. How long is this period? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Masachet Shabbat, it's 3/4 of a meal. What's a meal? Not a meal like food, but meal is a distance. It's about a time, about a mile. It's about a mile. How long does it take you to walk a mile? Know anyone running in the Jerusalem Marathon? How long does it take you to walk a mile? So there's a debate. Some say it's 24 minutes, some say it's 22 minutes, 18 minutes. Let's assume it's 18 minutes. So if you say it's 18 minutes, then the time of Ben Hashmashot is going to be 3/4 of 18 minutes, which is 13.5 minutes. Okay? 13.5 minutes. But let's assume for a second it's 18 minutes. Guess what? How much time do we normally have for between sunset and Tzedek Kochavim every day here? How long do we wait between mincha time and arvit? It's 18 minutes. And that's where it comes from. 3/4 of a meal. 3/4 of a meal is 18 minutes. According to Shtev Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Ben Hashmashot is between sunset and stars coming out. 18 minutes. However, there's another opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Ben Hashmashot is keheref ayin. It's Ben Hashmashot is like, it's a flash of the eye, a flash of light, if you will. So Rabbi Yossi believes that the sun goes down, okay, it's still daytime. The sun goes down, it's still day. Then you have a quick flash of Ben Hashmashot, and then Tzera Kochave. Okay? For Rabbi Yossi, it means that the day goes longer, because Ben Hashmashot is like 1 minute right before the star is coming out. Okay? So, what are we going to say? How is Rabbi Meir going to explain himself? So, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the same Rabbi Yehuda who holds a Ben Hashmashot, who spans between Ben Shkia and Tzera Kochavim. So we say, Shapir ka'amar le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, it makes a lot of sense what Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir. Because if you're saying that Ben Hashmashot begins from sundown, and that means the Kohanim are going to be going to the mikvah during the day much earlier. So if Rabbi Meir, hachik amar le, Rabbi Meir would respond, do you think I hold by your opinion of Ben Hashmashot? Lo, ana aben Hashmashot Rabbi Yossi ka'amina. I hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir is saying he holds like Rabbi Yossi. We're going to put this together in a second. Ta'am Rabbi Yossi, Ben Hashmashot, keheref ayin. Zenich nasli yotzez. Rabbi Yossi says Ben Hashmashot is a quick flash. V'yef shar lamar olav. One can't even know it's so fast, you know, when Ben Hashmashot happens. What does this mean for Rabbi Meir? It means as follows. The sun sets, okay? Then it's still during the day. It's still daytime. Then Ben Hashmashot comes for 1 minute, according to Rabbi Yossi, and then right away you have Tzera Kochavim. Now the Kohanim need to go into the mikvah before Tzera Kochavim, because they're going to eat at Tzera Kochavim. So they're going in 1 minute beforehand, 2 minutes beforehand, because Ben Hashmashot is so short. So it's not during the daytime anymore. It's not before Shkia. The sun is already set. It's right before Tzera Kochavim, in which case we've reconciled Rabbi Meir Shita to work within our framework that we're saying Shema not during daytime, not during Mibod Yom, which would be broad daylight. Okay? What time is it now? You know what? Let's stop right here. There's another two lines to this, but I don't want to go on too long because we ended up, we finished late today.
So Rabbi Meir defines Ben
Hashmashot
according to
Yosef. Yes, exactly. Okay. Just last line, halacha lema'aseh, what do? The Shulchan Aruch says we follow the Rambam, who says that Tzera Kochavim is when we start to say Shema. For those in your situation where you're saying it earlier, it's very important to be makbid to say it after Tzera Kochavim. Have a good day, everybody. And we'll be on tomorrow, 8:30, Bezrat Hashem, until 9.